Alex Smith, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There's already quite a lot of love for our fair city, and A Better Fort is taking great strides to prove and improve it. Would you briefly outline the focus of your organization?
You know, A Better Fort started off as a volunteer organization, but we're the ones that are going to bat for 18 to 26-year-olds, even up to 30. And as we've evolved, we've turned into almost this downtown advocate slash entertainment company, if you look at some of the events that we're doing. We have an arts focus, so we've done things in the past like the My City music video. But we've also got a philanthropic focus. I think almost every one of the events we've done, we've taken the proceeds and donated them to a nonprofit. You know, we're a well-rounded organization, but with a community focus.
In your mind, how do all of these things work together? And in fact, how do they make a better fort?
First and foremost, they provide opportunities for young people like to network. It's also an organization that's creating momentum for the downtown area and painting this picture that, you know, if you're a teenager and you're looking at the revitalization of downtown, it should get you excited, should get you in the mindset that, you know, I'm going to go away to college or go to a trade school or whatever it may be. And I have an opportunity to come back here and actually make this place, you know, a better city.
A Better Fort's mission stresses service opportunities and philanthropic endeavors, innovative projects, and cultural discovery. These are classic endeavors, you got to admit, and they're the very foundation on which our city was built. How are you making these relevant and right up front to the younger generation?
First is our use of social media, but more so video. Digital media, the capturing of what we do in the past events, painting this picture that getting involved in creating culture and being downtown is actually cool.
You sure got the fort's attention recently with the announcement of your pair of balls block parties. Why don't you outline the many facets of your goal this clever project addresses?
The name, the Balls concert series, has an underlying meaning, of course. We've seen the ridicule that came with a couple of the awards we've gotten in the past as the fattest, the dumbest city, and so on and so forth. And then when Jimmy Fallon took the building that was going to be commemorated after the former mayor, Harry Balls, it was nice to have attention on Fort Wayne, but at the same time, you're taking these things that were ridiculed over and making them our own, is how we like to say it. The same things that people poke fun at us for, we're taking it and turning it upside down and making it a positive thing.
And an empowerment, as a matter of fact.
Most definitely. And I keep seeing the newspaper saying it's a commemoration or we did it named after Harry Balls, but really it's more so just the notion of hashtag balls. And it's a play on words, and it's meant to be fun, and it's also scalable, house for house. Whether or not house music is cool in 20 years, we won't know. So as we start to move away from the name house for a house, Balls is something that can grow with the city.
A natural stepping stone that we can all enjoy,
yeah.
And no doubt. Your organization and each of its members certainly are savvy. There's no other way to say it. How do you hope that that's going to naturally grow? How do you think that you might be able to force it along?
I think making sure, first and foremost, that we have a solid team, making sure that we have key players that can be the bricklayers for making this a continued effort, continuing and reestablishing new strategies as they evolve. Because with things like social media, there's new ways to promote what you're doing coming out every day. And so it's keeping it young and keeping it fresh and not making it something where it's about us in particular. Of course, there's key players that make this happen. And of course, there's a database of 300 plus volunteers that have helped in the past. But it's too cliche that these organizations grow to a certain size, and it starts becoming more about those board members or more about the key players than what initially it was established to be.
What's on the horizon for A Better Fort?
I think it's scaling. What I mean by that is taking something like House for a House, which is turning into the Balls concert series, and growing it and making it one of those staple events each year that not only draws local individuals to our downtown, but hopefully the region and beyond. And also continuing to make it a platform for our local artists. I've seen some of these DJs do a set in front of 2,000-3,000 people, and they go on, and personally, they have better gigs that are available to them. They take their craft more serious, and it almost acts like a launching pad for them. That's definitely what we're looking at right now, is how do we scale this and do it the right way?
If you were granted one community-wide wish for A Better Fort, what would it be?
It would be to keep a better fort going. We've got younger kids that are starting to attend the meetings, and that's what I love seeing, especially with this event coming up. We've got a whole committee of kids that are doing this off the same passion that we have and had when we started it back in 2010, I think. The young people should want to do this because it's where we're from, and it's kind of the fate of our community. Although we're not the higher level development that's going on, like the buildings that are being put up and different things, we have, we're the low-hanging fruit, and we provide a lot of momentum behind it. So it's important to get involved, for sure.
Alex Smith is co-founder of A Better Fort. He joined us today in the WBOI studios. Alex, thank you so much for sharing your time and your Fort Wayne love with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.